The Dust Bowl Revival isn't a subtle band. With 8 members, they have a pretty big sound.
I went down to your corner store to set my credit.
That's the song Lampshade on their latest album from 2015, which was recorded live. It's hard to pin the group into a genre, but it's sort of American roots fusion. It's kind of folky, bluesy, and jazzy. The band includes a trumpet, trombone, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, ukulele, drums, and an upright bass. The band has been creating music together for 6 years. They are currently on a small tour that includes the Northwest and a few towns in Southeast Alaska. They performed in Ketchikan over the weekend and will be heading on to Juneau after a stop here. I spoke with the band's guitar player, Zach Lupitan. He says the band resides in L.A., but its members are from all over.
L.A. is a melting pot town, so, you know, it's actually rare to find people from L.A. in L.A., our fiddle and mandolin player are both, you know, from Venice and Santa Monica, basically. So, and the rest of us are from all over. I'm from the Chicago area. 3 of us are actually from the Chicago area. And then drummer's from Seattle. Our singer Liz is from New Hampshire. Our trombone player's from Sweden. So it kind of runs the gamut. You know, it's interesting. The people, I think, who really have been supporting roots music, which I think you would think, yes, comes from more of a rural or mountainous area, you know, have been the people in cities. You know, that's sort of how we've experienced it, where a lot of times the more savvy listeners, you know, have come to places like New York and LA, Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Nashville, and have brought their music with them. So there's been sort of a reverse renaissance of roots music in big cities, which has kind of been interesting to find out. And they've been really it's been a really supportive place for us, actually. But I think that's why you tour, though, is to bring this music to all different types of communities. It's funny, we've actually bumped into a dozen people from Petersburg in the last like month and a half all over the country, for whatever reason, who are super pumped that we're bringing that music to Petersburg, Alaska. So you never know. I mean, people kind of spread out all over.
Wow, that's fantastic, because Petersburg's pretty small. So I've checked you out online. I've seen the video, the Lampshade video, which is great.
Yep.
But for folks who haven't seen you perform, you know, what could you tell them to expect at the show?
Yeah, I think it's a unique band instrumentation-wise, right? So you have the brass section and the string band in one band. So it's sort of an experiment every time we get on stage, where we play music that can span 80 years of American folk music, you know, going back to 1930s, you know, swing and New Orleans brass band stuff, going into sort of almost more 60s folk and mountain bluegrass and gospel music, Chicago blues, where I grew up. And it all is part of the same musical adventure.